I really did not realize that the Biden administration had stooped to this level of pettiness. And joining me to discuss this is El Presidente.
Good morning, sir.
Did you know that they only just got around to allowing full military funeral honors to Ashley Babbitt? They denied it in 2021 when she was shot coming through a window with a bunch of ninja'd up cops behind her by then Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who's now a captain, I think. When I heard about that, the first thing I thought was, okay, here we got a cop, and he's a big cop, and a female's coming through there, and she's unarmed, and he shoots her. I mean,
well, anything affiliated with January 6th is always going to be met with that type of resistance.
Right. But then they got out there and they denied her. They denied her military honors in her burial. Now, to be considered for that, you just have to have gotten as long as you didn't get a dishonorable discharge.
Right.
You can get military honors.
Well.
And as far as I know, they never tried her posthumously for any crime after she was shot and killed. So they just decided to just not let her be buried with full military honors. What kind of level do you have to be for that to be a smoking hot thing to do?
Well, that's a politicizing the event, and obviously it was a political event to begin with, but
right.
I think that's their justification for that.
Well, I mean, some of the things, Legal Insurrection, I think, got involved in this, or Judicial Watch, or somebody. One of those guys got out there, and they started this case for this. And they were going off, some of the stuff they were going off was where Trump granted clemency for certain offenses related to the events about January the 6th. But she was never adjudicated for anything, as far as I remember, unless they did it and I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Do you know of anything like that?
No, I'm not aware, no.
Am I correct that she had three ninja'd up Capital City cops coming with her all battle-rattled up when that other cop on the other side, looking through glass, shot her? Am I right about that?
That I do not recall. I don't know. I've never had any information about that.
I just know
that the reports are that she was, and in fact, I watched the video. I've seen the video where she was shot. Once again, she was unarmed. I realized that there was things going on, and, you know, there was certainly what some would say that these people felt threatened, but anyway.
Well, I remember Lindsey Graham felt threatened, but that's a story for another day, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just find that incredible that they would take a military member who was there doing something that is constitutionally protected, and they made it a thing. They made it a thing. They made it a thing to score some points.
Well.
And, you know, what kind of lowlife is that? What kind of thought process is that?
Well,
the Democrat Party thought process.
Well, you know, if you look at many things that the Biden administration is accused of, and in fact did occur, then you see what their priorities are. It's to maintain power and control.
The United States also had to pay her family $5 million.
Yeah.
And I guess the general in charge at the time, it was Kelly. He was the one that denied the military honors to her. That kind of, you know.
There are a lot of inconsistencies there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, when at a funeral, like my uncle died last year, and he was military. And he got a military funeral. And it's good to see today's generation show up and pay homage to the generations that came before them. And because really it's still, they're all still part of the brotherhood, even though that guy's old enough to be great granddad.
Mm-hmm.
And she was denied that. And I don't know what she did in the Air Force. I'm sure if she'd done something bad, we would know about it.
Yeah.
She was the only official homicide on January 6th, too.
Yep. That's something, once again, that many Democrats in the media still misportray.
5'3", 115 pounds. And they're saying seven additional armed officers were behind her, including four containment and emergency response team officers, the ninjas. So she posed no threat to the safety of any officer nor any member of Congress who stayed after member evacuation. And she was begging officers to call for backup right before she was shot. And Byrd, you know, I don't care that Byrd was a black American that shot her. I really don't. That part of it doesn't factor in for me.
Yeah, that's nothing to do with it, yeah.
The only thing I see, in this world where police officers have very few seconds on the street to make a decision,
yes,
and then they are excoriated.
Mm-hmm.
When they had, you know, like 0.2 seconds to make
right.
a decision.
Yeah.
Excoriated over that. This guy saw this happening, saw it coming, guns out, guns up. He knows what's about to happen, still takes a shot. And nothing. He gets promoted. He gets promoted. So.
Once again, lots of.
That's when the adults came in and took over, too. The adults were in charge then, remember? Now the adults are in charge. It makes me want to go to Rehoboth Beach and find his soft serve machine and fill it up with some Miracle Whip. See what kind of face he makes, you know, taking a big lick of that there, brother. Enjoy that and take his clicker, too. And make sure Matlock doesn't show on TV Land that day.
That'll teach him, won't it?
That'll show him. Well, I mean, in his world, that's all that there is anyway. It's been that way for quite some time. You know, when Jill looks at him, she's like, you did so good. You answered every question. He's like, who are you? Yeah. So.
Where's my wife?
There's your wife. Now, remind me. Now, are you going to be gone in the next segment? If I yell for you, are you going to be there?
I can be available if you need me, yeah.
I think you should be. I sure would like to, because it'll be a while. I don't know if this will ever happen again there, Lee. I didn't really anyway.
Now, I will make myself available, yes.
I do appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Democrat responses to the dysphoria shooter. And they're worse than the dysphoria shooter. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. When it comes to politics, when you go into that arena, leave your emotion at the door. Getting out there and lashing out about everything is going to wear you out. It's going to depress you. And because look at all the stuff that's constantly being generated. So, like when I come on here, I try to have a little bit of levity and sarcasm. I might even be snarky from time to time. And all of that is a defensive mechanism for me. Because otherwise anger would exist in that space. And I don't do my best work when I'm angry. But I got to tell you, I've done straight talk since, I think, it was May 2023. I have said over and over again, every time we have a rampage shooting in a school, I have said we'll see another one because we're not doing anything about it. But this one takes the cake this time, folks. This one takes the cake. First of all, you have the loser mayor out of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, who has lost to a Democratic socialist in the Democratic Party. And he got out there proclaiming, and don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. The kids were literally praying. Sometimes, Your Honor, it's better to be silent and not seem nearly as stupid. I've already talked about Peppermint Patty and what she had to say about it. Then there's Maxwell Alejandro Frost, These children were probably praying when they were shot to death at Catholic school. Don't give us your blanking thoughts, your F-bomb thoughts and prayers. Trump got rid of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Trump gutted the resources that were in place to keep our communities safe. No, he didn't. You've got the same gun-free zone signs out there, son. You sure do. MSNBC talking head Michael Steele, while interviewing Ilhan Omar, went so far as to call prayer a lie. He said, thoughts and prayers, I'm so beyond that nonsense, the lie of that. And then Jacob Fry, thoughts and prayers are not enough. These kids were literally praying. Now, like I said earlier on, yes, all of you punks are absolutely right. It was not enough because we should have had some pipe hitters out there. And when the he-she showed up, he-she should have been blown out of their socks / nylons. Plain and simple, when they get into the implementation phase in a rampage killing, there is no more ways to mitigate what they're about to do. They are now in it. And you have to engage and you have to win. But I'll tell you what I get out of this. The broader left feels very comfortable demeaning Christians, even when they're the target of the violent attack. And they want to take from all of this the moral high ground by insisting that another ineffective law would stop deranged people from doing deranged things. Right after all this happened, and I was talking about hardening targets, I had some fool call into the show yesterday talking about we should do this and we should do that and all these other things. And I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking, see, England is very educational. England is a nation of about 70 million people, and they have 4.5 million violent crimes per year. Violent crimes being armed robbery, assault, rape. Can't remember what the fourth one is. Here in the United States, where we have 350 million people and 500 to 600 million guns, we have 2.5 million violent crimes per year. So there's like a difference of about 2 million violent crimes per year from a nation that is about one-fifth our size. Or one-seventh. No, one-fifth. I'm sorry. See, it's getting out there and saying, it's not about the guns. If somebody beats your child to death with a brick, they don't get to claim a moral high ground because they didn't get shot. And you don't feel any less of a loss because they didn't get shot. And this is where the left is. The left feels comfortable with the derangement. They're not ever going to acknowledge that core issue. Fry was out there defending the mentally ill dysphoria community as righteous above the Christian community. And that was just because it was an afterthought in his commentary. He also said anybody's going to use to villainize the trans community has lost touch with common humanity. I don't think so, son. Your guy, the one you're the champion of, who's dead now, who, you know, and if you look at what he had to say, he regretted being trans. He wanted to shoot children. So the left, you guys have, I mean, I thought you'd already pulled off the mask, but now you're pulling off your face too. I'm tired of the disrespectful Democrats with God complexes believing they hold power over the real God. Bashing prayer as a falsehood while they're being outraged over a shooting that took the lives of Christians while they were praying. You guys are sociopathic. They already have strict gun control, including red flag laws. This guy was drawing all over his guns. Mommy apparently didn't see it. She's all lawyered up. Yeah. I have zero interest in being lectured about inaction from depraved people who continue to promote gender-affirming care. Stick it. You're leading your society off of a cliff with all of this ideology, and you're not going to respond to reason, and that's okay. Because like I said, I don't do my best work when I'm angry. And I'm not alone. They're responsible for creating this environment. They should hope that Trump gets a hold of this the peaceful way. They really should. They really should. But in the meantime, by all means, talk all you want. In Scotland, a little girl defended herself and got in trouble for doing it. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD. I lived in Europe for 3 years. And in a lot of ways, I looked at Europe and I thought there were a lot of things that they were ahead of the United States in many ways. But a lot of it was simply in maintaining history and arts and all this other stuff. But a lot of people look at Europe as the epicenter of a whole bunch of stuff. And that's not always untrue. But there are two big things where they can't touch us at all. And that's on the topic of gun control and dealing with crime. Allow me to bring you the story of Maya Summers, 14 years old. She had to make a stand the other day. She was charged with a bladed weapon incident. And it involved a migrant recording her. On Saturday evening in Dundee's St. Anne Lane, this is in Scotland, police were called after reports of a girl wielding a bladed weapon. Blades are illegal in the UK. According to witnesses, the confrontation involved migrants who had allegedly been harassing her and one reportedly recording the encounter. Police Scotland later confirmed that a 14-year-old girl was charged and would be reported to the authorities. But instead of condemnation, well, this caused a different kind of response. Critics argued that a child should never have to resort to carrying weapons to feel safe. In modern Britain, pepper spray and even basic self-defense tools are illegal, leaving vulnerable young women with no legal means of protection. Which brings us to the systemic failure across Europe, which is to, you know, the inability or the unwillingness or of authorities to shield their own citizens, particularly young ladies, from migrant crime. You see, Islamics, and I guess I should put a disclaimer out there. I don't care what anybody thinks about what I'm about to say. Islamics have this tendency to rove about in rape packs. And they like to catch females and, you know, rape them. Sort of like, you know, when me and the guys used to go out and have fries at the diner. Right? That's what we did. But no, the Islamics like to go and have rape packs. And this is the broken system of Europe. One comment said, our societies have failed them. And yes, they have. Summers has now been dubbed the Queen of Scots, and not for nothing. She's being hailed across the internet as just that, as well as other things. And some have likened her to Boadicea, the British warrior queen who fought the Romans. Others have presented her like Elwyn from The Return of the King, standing before a wounded King Theoden. All pretty based. This wasn't out of the blue. This is a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old girl being harassed by a group of migrants. Let me put it another way. This is two children being harassed by a group of Islamics who don't want to just harass them. They also have little grooming and rape gangs throughout the British Isles. So when these people get caught, they're often given slaps on the wrist because apparently their culture didn't realize that raping young girls was wrong. Very easy way to rectify this. I don't know why we're not doing it. I mean, in Islam, if they steal, they cut their hands off. So why not in Europe, if they rape, you know, cut something else off? Yet also, as noted, people are denied even less lethal self-defense tools. Nobody can protect themselves from violent gangs, yet the government will not protect them either. There are a few million guns in England because a lot of guys have shotgun licenses. But if you shoot somebody breaking into your house, the robbers can sue you and you're going to jail anyway. It's really backwards. So the police in the UK are too busy arresting people for X posts and Facebook posts. They decided a while back that people would be denied the means of protecting themselves. During World War II, when Churchill was out there going, we'll protect ourselves in the dales and the hills and the valleys and at the pubs and at the cafes and all. But when he was making that speech, they didn't have any guns to do it with. So we gave them 500,000 M1s. Then as soon as World War II was up, they were like, all right, let's pick up these and we'll throw them in the channel. And then they threw them in. They're in the English Channel now. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think we should be condoning a 14-year-old carrying around weapons. But the circumstances dictate that they do. They dictate that they do. She got what are referred to as melee weapons. She had a machete and something else. An axe, I think. Someone's got to do something. British government isn't doing nothing. They're charging Summers, while the men who harassed her and put her into a position where she felt she had to draw steel seem to be getting away with it. So I have no choice but to condone what she did, because she had no other choice. Now, one part of the silver lining is that she may become a rallying point in a fight that goes beyond her protecting herself and her sister from potentially being raped. And this means that maybe, just maybe, things might change to the point where the rapists get chopped up or preferably shot. If they're... I can't believe I'm saying this. If their cultures don't realize rape is wrong, then maybe it's up to the British people to make sure they at least learn it's not worth the risk, by perforating a few of them. You know, these guys, well, of course, they're not assimilating. No kidding. I can just imagine the Scottish police rolling up. All right, Dad, lovely, what you got there? I can't do Scotland. I can't do the Scottish accent. But they, you know, what are you doing with that little girl? What are you going to do on those blades? Well, these guys are over here, and they're harassing us and filming us, and I think they're going to rape us. Oh, no, no, no. We can't have that, little lady. Listen, these are bad things. You can't have these things. Don't you know that? Didn't your parents tell you this? Those guys are going to rape me. Well, you know, but they haven't yet. Hadn't happened yet. Oh, gosh. See, I keep saying, and we're seeing this already in California. In California, crime has gotten so bad that Beverly Hills is broken down now by the Beverly Hills residents into defense grids. They're all armed to the teeth now, and they're starting to shoot criminals as they come in the house. Because heretofore, you know, you breaking into some octogenarian's house, you're able to get away with everything because lots of octogenarians have a lot of things if you live in Beverly Hills. Now, when they're breaking in now, they're getting shot, which is not part of the problem. You know, that's not supposed to be part of this. And, that's happening here stateside because we do have means to defend ourselves. In England, they're just designated victims. And the English authorities are not doing anything about it. But they are arresting people that try to... They're arresting the people that are trying to defend themselves. Do you guys remember Michael Mann? Not the guy that brought us Miami Vice, who's an excellent director. No, this is the Climategate Michael Mann. he's having some angsty moments at the moment. Let's talk about him and have some giggles. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Michael Climate Gate Man. Yeah, he's out there. He's a condescending little fellow there. He is not the kind of person you would want in just about any endeavor, much less as a climate scientist trying to present a case. So then, we're looking at some posts he did. Now, he did one last post on X because Elon Musk bought it, and then he moved to somebody else. So he said, this is my final post on this platform, aside from my social media team's pro forma post noted below, until it's no longer owned by Elon Musk. But on X, my social media team is reposting things. The idea is to make Twitter truly X, with Blue Sky emerging as the medium choice for all but the trolls and the bots, who are then left barking into the ether. I wonder how that's gone for him. Because it's very hard to get away from the trolls. The trolls are everywhere. I've got a couple of them that are stalking me on Straight Talk. Here's a sampling of his anger and despair at his critics, and even the left that is weakening in the face of the utter rejection of the political majority. Like, a note to trolls who comment on my posts. I hide your comment so nobody sees it. Then I block you, mute you, and report you appropriately, which is a 4x hit to your account based on Twitter's algorithm. And then his headline, scientists brace for the worst as Trump purges climate mentions from website. The keys to the car have been given to the polluters and fossil fuel plutocrats, and they intend to drive it off the climate cliff. Conservative and concerned about climate change, you're not alone. A conversation with Bob Inglis and Michael Mann. Remember him, Bob Inglis? You still out there, Bob? Humans brought the heat. Earth says we pay the price. They know they're lying. The fossil-fueled war on science, humanity, latest hashtag Bradcast. The U.S. is poised to become an authoritarian state ruled by plutocrats and fossil fuel interests. But then he starts getting mad at some of his buddies. He's at Huffington Post. At HuffPost has offered no explanation of why it has chosen to act as an enabler of fascism, racism, bigotry, misogyny, and authoritarianism. How do you keep up with all that stuff that if you're doing it? How do you keep up? And the sad irony of an account that purports to speak for science, referring to the overwhelming evidence for human-caused climate change as a matter of belief, while ignoring what the science actually says. The Save the Planet, stop reading the Washington Post. Note to journalists, if you're writing about these wildfires and not mentioning climate change at all, you are complicit. Is there anything besides lightning that starts fires in the climate out there in nature? Is there? Oh, of course, then there's this. MAGA is everything. There's evil in this world. And they must be viewed and dealt with as such. Well, come and deal with me, Michael. Come on. Come and deal with me. I'm old. I'm decrepit. Nothing to fear here. So here we have this guy. He's a really big climate scold. I'm really beginning to dislike the scolds of the earth. Greta Thunberg, are you listening? You don't get to scold me. Well, you can, but it isn't free. So far, you've managed to get away with it, and that's just because, you know, like Mike Tyson says, well, a lot of people forgot what it feels like to be punched in the face. That's our biggest issue, folks. The Democrats act the way they act is because they forgot what it feels like to be punched in the face. Now, Mr. Climate Gate Man, he's enough to keep a psychologist busy. He stepped into his own manhole and he kept digging down. And he's just like Al Gore. Al Gore and Michael Mann, they hurt their cause more than they help it. Because 97% of their colleagues are more rational and quieter than he is on the same subject. So you're going to get a lot more out of a civil discourse than you ever will out of yelling and screaming. And this is why I say leave the emotions at the door. Do you want to get something said, or do you want to find a solution? Finding a solution means cooler heads. Everybody that I know that is effective in politics is cool about it. Not like, hey, but I mean like they keep their emotions in check. You want to see somebody that knows how to operate? They'll be the ones that don't look upset. Or happy. I mean, either one. They're just, you know, they look at it and they look at politics like you and I look at a fern. That's how you can tell. So. All of this stuff the left is throwing at us. It's just all crazy nonsense, isn't it? But hey, one more time. Me and El Presidente, we're going to have a chat. This time, let's talk about how much does it cost to actually have cashless bail? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.